sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God is the answer to every question that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure body identification. All these things are songs of praise to the ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. The worthless will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God within you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and surety. Only the love of God within you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Holy Son of God, you. Don't put your faith in illusions. Don't put your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. It will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. It's eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. It's the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today: I am sustained by the love of God. It's a declaration of release from belief in idols. It's a declaration from belief in beliefs and idols. I am sustained by the love of God within me. It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself to say, I am sustained by the love of God within me. It's the acknowledgement of the truth about myself to say, I am sustained by the love of God within me. It's the acknowledgement of the truth about me. When I admit that I am sustained by the love of God within me, it's an acknowledgement of the truth in me. But let this idea, I am sustained by the love of God, sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. Think about it. Let related thoughts come to your mind to show you that it's true, to help you understand that it's true. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your mind. Don't let any idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your mind. Don't let any idle or foolish thoughts of non-support, of fear, of worry, of concern, let not idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb the holy mind of you, the child of God, you, the Son of God. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Such is the resting place that your Creator has placed you in forever. So the thought that we want to strengthen, the idea we want to strengthen is, I am sustained by the love of God. 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 Confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. Isn't it great that you don't have to believe these ideas in order for it to be true? I love the idea that my belief has nothing to do with the truth of something. My belief only controls whether or not I perceive it. So we're going to be on page 331. We're on page 331. Let's see. Well, we're actually on the power of holiness, you're right. Yeah, we're going to be on page 333. Uh-huh. Well, actually, we're moving a long way. We're cooking Thursday night. Well, Lord have mercy. All right. Okay. No wonder there's people I never see again. Okay, now let's go to 334.
Whenever I'm confused,
I'm totally willing to be wrong. I have no attachment to being right when I'm not happy. Okay. Paragraph 8 says, "Do not interpret against God's love. For you will have many witnesses that speak of God's love so clearly that only the blind and deaf could fail to see and hear them. This year, determine not to deny what's been given you by God. Awake and share what's been given you by God, because sharing it, that is the only reason that God has called to you. God's voice has spoken clearly, and yet you have so little faith in what you heard. God's voice has spoken clearly, and yet you have so little faith in what you heard because you have preferred to place still greater faith in a disaster you've made. God's voice has spoken clearly, yet you have so little faith in what you heard because you have really preferred to place still greater faith in a disaster you've made.
Talk to the truth.
So the reason why you don't hear God's voice clearly is because you have much more faith in the disaster you've made than what the truth is telling you. I believe that my particular condition or circumstance is truer than what the truth is telling me. Not only that, my condition or problem is truer than what the truth is trying to tell me. My problems are real, but this is poppycock. So God's voice has spoken clearly, and yet you have so little faith in what you've heard because you prefer to place still greater faith in the disaster you've made. Today, does that mean now? Okay, today let us resolve together to accept the joyful tidings that disaster isn't real. And reality is not disaster. So let us resolve together to accept the joyful tidings that reality isn't disaster. This is what reality is. Reality is safe and sure and wholly kind to everyone and everything. Reality is safe and sure and wholly kind to everyone and everything. So the Course is telling us the difference between what's real and what's fear. So there is no greater love than to accept that reality is safe and sure and wholly kind to everyone and everything. And accept that reality is safe and sure and wholly kind to everyone and everything. And be glad that reality is safe and sure and wholly kind to everyone and everything. For love only asks that you be happy. And love will give you everything that makes for happiness. You've never given any problem to the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit hasn't solved for you. You've never given any problem to God that God hasn't solved for you. No, you ever give any problem to the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit has not solved or will not solve for you. You have never tried to solve anything yourself and been successful. Isn't it time you brought these facts together and made sense of them? Isn't it time you brought two facts that you've never given God a problem that God hasn't solved, and you've never tried to solve anything on your own and solved it? So whatever you haven't been able to solve, or whatever the problem is that you can't seem to solve, it's the one you're trying to solve. Okay? It says, isn't it time you brought these facts together and made sense of these facts? This, guess what? This is the year for what? The application of the ideas that you've been given. When is it I'm supposed to start applying the truth? This year, right now. I'm going to apply to 2008. I'll be ready in 2008. Up until then, I'll be studying. It says, now this is why you should, I love this, it says, isn't it time you brought these facts together? What facts? The fact that, number one, I've never given a problem to God or love that love hasn't solved. Number two, I've never tried to solve anything without it and been successful. I've never tried to solve anything on my own and been successful. Those are the first two facts we need to bring together. Okay. Then it says, now, in case you're wondering, this is the year for the application of the ideas that have been given you. These ideas have already...
Bless you.
Thank you. These ideas have already proved their power sufficiently for you to place your faith in these ideas. These ideas have already proved their power sufficiently for you to place your faith in these ideas and not in their denial. This year, see the instructions, this year, invest in truth. How do you invest in truth? Well, you let the truth work. How do you let the truth work? In peace. How do you let the truth work in peace? Have faith. Have faith in who? The Holy Spirit, God, love, your real self that has faith in you. Think what you have really seen. Think about what you really heard and recognize what you've seen and recognize what you've heard. Can you be alone with witnesses like these? Can you be alone? You have to be crazy to say you're alone. If you look around this room and you say, I'm alone, you're insane. Just go ahead and check yourself in. You're insane. Because you aren't alone because you see people around you. Right?
Right.
Did I say you could feel alone? Of course you can feel alone. Did I say you couldn't think you were alone? Of course you can think you're alone. But that's nothing but your imagination. The course is dealing with reality. And in reality, you are not alone. All you have to do is look around you right now and you'll see that you are not alone. So let's go back to these two paragraphs again. He says, stop interpreting against God's love. So how do you do it? He says, because you have so many witnesses that speak clearly of the truth that you'd have to be blind and unable to hear, not to recognize. This book is speaking of the truth. Workshops speak of the truth. Everywhere you go, somebody's speaking of the truth. I'm speaking of the truth. You're speaking of the truth. So you know that there's something in you that's constantly witnessing to the truth. So you just have to be blind or deaf not to hear it. So then he starts to give us a series of instructions. He says, this year, first, what's the first instruction? Determine not to keep denying the truth that's being given you by God. Number two, not only am I not going to deny the truth that I'm receiving, I'm going to share it. Because the only reason why the truth was given to me was for me to share it. That's why love was given to me, was for me to love it. Okay, then what else do I do? Well, why don't I hear God's voice? The reason why I don't hear God's voice is I have much more faith in what I am doing and have done and what I'm telling myself. Your inner guidance is continually talking to you all the time, telling you what to do in every situation. But the Course says what's happened is you have placed greater faith in the disaster you've made. So what do we do? Instruction, next instruction. When? Today. Do what? Let us resolve together to accept the joyful tidings that all of the disaster that you see in your life and around you is not real. What does that mean? It means it is not constant and everlasting and permanent. It won't always be the way it appears. It's when the Course says something isn't real, it means it's not permanent. It means it's not everlasting. Got it? And when it says it's an illusion, it means it's temporary. It begins and ends. So it's not the standard definition of illusion that most people think of. So that means that we need to be happy that reality, a lot of times when people are being really optimistic, people say that's the fantasy. And then when they tell you stuff like get real, they're saying get negative. Right?
Yes.
So therefore, they see reality as nothing but problems and fear, and you need to defend against all the different stuff that's out there to get us. And the fantasy would be that reality is love, and that everything is love, and that we're safe. So the Course tells us that we need to resolve together that we're going to accept that our reality is safe, our reality is sure, and that our reality is a reality that's totally kind to everyone, and our reality is a reality that's totally kind to everything. That's the instruction. Today, we resolve that our reality, that love is safe, love is sure, love is safe, love is sure, love is totally kind to everyone and everything. That's the instruction. Today, resolve to accept together the joyful tidings that reality is safe, sure, holy, kind to everyone and everything. Instruction. Instruction. Then it says, there's no greater love than to accept this and to be glad. You know, you want to feel good? There's no greater love than to accept that your reality is safe, sure, and kind. Now, the only thing that may be getting in your way is everything you think, feel, believe, and experience. And I understand that. So that's just a little minor, little blip. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Would y'all be willing to,
yeah,
just for a minute?
Yeah.
Just for a minute. Just for an hour. Just for an hour.
Okay.
Just for an hour, entertain the idea that everything you know may not be all there is to know. Just for an hour. The Course says that's all that's required. Okay, if you're willing to admit you might not know everything, then you can be helped. But if you prefer to believe in the disaster you've made rather than what you're hearing through me, then the only one that's keeping you from having a safe, sure, safe, kind reality is you. Because we're being told how to have one. How do you have one? Determine not to deny this. How do you have a safe reality? Start sharing some love and truth. How do you have a safe reality? Stop having more faith in what you believe than what you're being told if you're a person that's unhappy in some way. What do we do together to move toward where we want to go? Let's resolve together to accept the joyful tidings that reality is safe, sure, loving, and kind to everything. And the stuff that's making you afraid, those disasters in your life, you're going to resolve to say they are not permanent and they will not be permanent. I know you might think you're going through something right now. Being resolved with us joyfully together that it's not permanent and it will not be permanent. That's what reality is. Then it goes on to tell us, love asks you only to be happy. So how can you tell when you're in the presence of love? What is love going to ask you? What is somebody that loves you going to ask you? They're going to ask you to be happy. Even if it means sometimes choosing away from them. They'll say stuff like, you know, if that would really make you happy, even if it's not something that I would do, or even if it means you might leave my experience, I love you. I ask you to be happy. Love is going to only ask you to be happy. And love is going to give you everything that makes for happiness. Okay, now, let's get another. Then he says, well, let's take two facts and bring these two facts together so we can have our healing. Fact number one, have you ever given anything to the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit hasn't solved for you? No, I give you the easy answer. No. Okay. The things that you have not given to the Holy Spirit or your higher self or God, those are the things you've been unsuccessful at. In case you're wondering, you got a problem, you haven't given it over. You got a problem, you haven't given it over. Do you have a problem? You have not given it over. Do you have a problem? You have not surrendered it. Do you have a problem that you've been trying to solve since you were a little kid? You have kept that problem for yourself to solve. And what are the problems that I have kept for myself to solve? The ones that are most special. I know what my unresolved problems are, and I know what yours are, even without knowing the form of it. It's the thing that you're most invested in. It's the thing you're trying to solve on your own. Because certainly you don't have a problem that's greater than what the whole universe of intelligence of everything that exists always could solve. Now, you can't be that special. I know as much as you like to think so. That's like, I'm sorry, your problem just ain't that big. I got a problem that even God can't solve. After all, what? This is just God's first universe. Okay. Not really too experienced. No, you just haven't met my mama. My mama is beyond God. There's the war in Iraq, then my mama. Actually, it's my mama, then the royal war in Iraq. That's what some people feel. That's my boss. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So here are the two things. Since you never given any problem to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit hasn't solved for you, and you never will. You've never tried to solve anything yourself and been successful. Isn't it time you brought these facts together and made sense of them? Now, then he gives us some more instructions. This is the year for what? The application of the ideas that have been given you. That's what I resolved to do at the beginning of this year. I resolved I was going to take one truth idea, and I was going to work that truth idea all of 2006. And 2006 has, beyond a doubt, been the most profound, powerful, loving, helpful, awakening year I've ever had in my life. I've learned more.
You gotta give that. Thank you. Thank you. See, okay, see now you have many witnesses that speak of it. You know what I'm saying? The Course is a real-time teaching. That's what I love about the Course in Miracles. It says these ideas have already proved their power sufficiently for you to place. See, I just had an idea and a reflection of the idea. The Course is a real-time teaching. I'm a real-time teacher, and everything about my classes are going to be about now. Mm-hmm. You come to my class, it's going to be a class about now. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's not going to be a class where I analyze the Course in Miracles. It's going to be a class that we fit the instructions together and decide whether or not we're going to apply them. Because we don't have to understand in order to reap the benefits of the truth. So the time you spend trying to understand is just time that you're still punishing yourself when you could have the solution and the peace that you're looking for. Okay? And some of us, we've had enough. Right. And we don't want to mess around anymore. So we want to be happy today. So we want to do what it says today. And if you are following this with me, you know everything I'm saying is coming straight out of this book. And when you hear the Course together with somebody that loves it as much as I do, then we hear it. Because you're not listening to the Course through someone who's resisting it at all. You're not listening to the Course through anybody that's analyzing it all. You're not listening to the Course through anybody who's trying to determine whether or not they believe the Course. And because that's not what I'm doing, it can come through you in a pure way that it wouldn't come through somebody that's still trying to decide whether or not the Course is something they want to believe. Telling you, you go to a Course in Miracles group where nobody knows the Course, run. Yeah. Because what's going to happen is you're going to sit in that room with a bunch of people who don't know anything about the Course, who are going to analyze it to death, making up their own meanings of what it represents. You're going to hear a little bit of the Course, and the rest of the time is going to be a therapy session. And you're going to be listening to everybody talking about their problems and what they want to get solved. You're not going to get the Course. I'm telling you, now trust me, I spent 25 years of my life with this material. Last 19 doing it full time. I can save you some time. Plus, I love you. I think you're cute. You know, so I get my payoff just looking at you. I lick my class. My teacher makes me think, don't go back. It's the devil. I always run away people with no sense of humor. They're the first ones that exit. Okay. I'll mess around and only be left with people who accept me as who I am and love me for who I am. Drats. What a horrible day I'd have. You mean everybody's going to like you? It's going to leave you if you follow this path. They're either going to transform or they're going to leave. They're either going to transform or they're going to leave. And either way it goes, you win and they win.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that empty space that they just left will be filled by someone much better than they are. Wouldn't it have to be a better person if that's the person that's treating you with love and recognition? But automatically, you know, if somebody just left your life that wasn't appreciating you and you meet somebody that does, they have been replaced by somebody better. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. That's not trying to be negative. That's a fact. And that's the only thing that's going to happen as you let go of being attached to the disaster you've made. Mm-hmm. And I say you, I'm talking about me too. Okay? I'm just saying the way it's in the book. But I like to say you because then it sounds more like you're being personally addressed. Personally, individually. You know, just like listening to a radio broadcast. When you're listening to it, it looks like you're the only one that's listening to it, but it's actually being broadcast to a lot of people, but it's very personal to you, and you'll be reacting to the music you hear. That's the way this is. What's true is both particular and universal. That's what makes it true. You don't know how many people come up to me after class and say, boy, that class was just for me. You must have been talking to me. That was exactly the situation. You know why? Because we're not different. We all have the exact same problems, and we have the exact same solutions. We give it our own particular flavor. That's all. Your problem is just your flavor of the one error of separation from God. My problem is just the one flavor of my error of separation from God. You know, the flavor of your error of thinking you're separate from God might be a cold. My way of dealing with the error might be that it looks like I got laid off a job. You know, whatever the problem is, it's nothing but a different appearance of the same error. So we're getting smart, because we're no longer getting caught up in the form that the error takes. We want to get in touch with what's the error that's underlying all my pain. It's the difference between having a bathtub full of water and dipping it out with a teaspoon, which is what most people like to do, truth, and reaching in there and pulling that plug and letting all of it go down the drain at once. And that's what the course is. The course pulls the plug underneath all the different forms of the problems. The ego mind is only interested in the appearance of the problem, so it wants specific answers to specific situations. Right? Tell me exactly what to do with my mama and I haven't been able to get along with her for years. And then tell me what to do with my child that never comes home at night. And then tell me what to do with my sister's got the drug problem. And then tell me what to do. See what I'm saying? The ego is always looking for the effect level of healing, which never solves anything. I love knowing that. Now, it takes a little bit more guts to pull the plug than to dip with a teaspoon. Because if you're going to pull the plug, you have to do stuff like, say, I'm determined that I'm going to use what's been given me by God this year. I'm determined that I'm ready to listen to the truth now more than the disaster that I think I've made. I'm going to, even though I don't know what the hell he's talking about, I'm going to accept the joyful tidings that my life can be safe and sure and totally can, and that my problem is not going to be permanent. And I'm going to accept this and be glad about it. And that if somebody really loves me, they only want me to be happy, and they want to give me everything that makes for happiness. And the truth is, I must not have given this problem to God, because if I've given the problem to God, the joke has already been solved. And I need to bring those two facts together and make sense of those two facts. And it's time for me to start applying the ideas that have been given me, because ideas are mighty forces to be used. And not held high idly by. I love that. You know, I love it. An idea is a mighty force. When you say I have an idea, you say I have a mighty force. I have the idea of my reality being safe and sure and kind and holy and loving. That's a mighty force. And I'm going to use this mighty force. I'm not going to hold it idly by. Because these ideas have already proved their power sufficiently for me to place my faith in them and not their denial. So here's the instruction says, the instruction says, this year, do what? Invest in the truth. Let it work in peace. Have faith in the Holy Spirit who has faith in you. And how do you get to have that faith? You do the workbook lessons in the workbook. 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 How do you start to have faith in the ideas? You work the workbook. It's an exercise. Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. You wouldn't try to be Mr. Universe and never lifted a barbell. And so why are you expecting the results of the course without ever exercising the ideas? Mm-hmm. But we do.
Yeah, we do.
And you could have the problem solved for you immediately, but the course says, but you haven't generated the level of faith that would allow you to let me do it for you. You're right. God, the universe, could solve every one of your problems in your perception just like that. He says, but the problem is, you still would prefer to keep the beliefs you learned in the past and the way you look at it from the past and what you learned through your experience of a human being coming up from a child. You believe in what the world teaches you more than what God teaches you. He says, that's why I can't do it for you now, because you simply place more faith in what you've learned in the past than what you're learning now. But you know the cool part about it, Bunny? That means that any day, any time, any moment you can stop.
Yes.
That means any day, any time, any moment you can have the change. Because if it's only you holding it up, then all you got to do is get you out of the way and it's there. You know what I'm saying? It's like Bunny's sitting there with her hands over her eyes, refusing to see me. As soon as she decides to take her hands down, I'm already there. So she'll have instantaneous perception of me. Your abundance, your reality, your love, your peace, your happiness, your right relationship already there. You have your hands over your eyes. What do I mean by your hands over your eyes? I mean that you have more faith in the things that you've learned in the past and your personal experiences of the past than you do in the truth that you're hearing right now. And since that's what you are using to judge what's happening, you are blind. Now, when you're in the dark and you have your hands over your eyes, when you're in the dark, have you noticed that you can imagine pictures in the darkness? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
This is what this is. That's exactly what your life is. It's the picture of what you're looking at in the darkness of your own past ideas and experiences. And on the other side of your imaginations, that's why you live in your own personal world that no one else is in. It's because you're the only one that's seeing what's in it, because it's you with your hands over your own eyes making up your own experience. If it was a real experience, it would be something that all of us were in. So you notice I take my hands down, we're all here. Put my hands up, it's nothing but what's going on in my imagination. So I seem like I'm alone. So that's what's happening to you. You have your spiritual hands over your spiritual eyes, looking at the stuff you learned and experienced in the past, and are afraid to take your hands down, just like a little child with a blanket over their head in the bed that's afraid, because they think if they take the blanket off, the ghost or the frightening little creature is going to get them. How do you know what I'm saying is the truth? Because you feel something other than what? A reality that's safe, sure, wholly kind to everyone and everything. And if you experience anything but that, you are in the darkness of your own false certainty. I'm a witness outside of the fear injected into your dream to witness to you that what you're seeing isn't the truth. God loved you so much, God wouldn't let you forget that you're loved, no matter what you think you're going through, and it's not going to be permanent, no matter what you think you're going through. The world is not going to tell you that. That's why you're smart enough to come somewhere where I'll tell you that. That's how much you love you. You make sure you hear somebody say, your reality deserves to be safe, sure, totally kind. And if that's not something that you want, then you're going to fail in here, because you're going to end up happy when you want to be miserable. So you're going to be an utter failure, those of you who like to keep the drama going. It'll be another something you didn't succeed at. Okay? Because the purpose of this course is peace. Got it? Can you be alone with witnesses like these? Okay, let's take a breath. This is the year for the application of the ideas. Now is the time for the application of the ideas. Now it's time to live it. Now it is time to live it. Now it is time to live your truth. It is now time to live your truth. It is now time to live your truth. It is now time for you to be true to yourself. Do you know that it's now time for you to be true to yourself? Do you know that it's now time for you to be true to yourself? Do you know that it's now time for the application of the ideas? Do you realize that this is it? This is it. This is the time. This is the time to be true to yourself. This is the time to be true to yourself. This is the time for the application of the ideas. You are not alone. How could you be alone with witnesses like these? You have decided that you want your reality to be safe and sure and totally kind. You have made your decision. You have made your decision that even though you may not see it yet, you may not feel it yet, it may still look like you have the same situations or circumstances that caused you trepidation. You're taking a stand today. You're taking a stand and you're telling yourself, I am willing to have all blocks to the awareness of love in my life removed forever. I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. That's the prayer. If there's a person that you'd like to have a healing with, you'd like to have a release with, that you're tired of having conflict between you, you're tired of the disaster that you've made, you will say to that person, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, in the name of my freedom, I choose your release. I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. Because I recognize that we will be released together. So now we're going to do the reward of teaching. You know why I'm moving forward? So that I don't give you time enough to analyze it. Okay, the reward of teaching or the rot? For short. It's time for your lack to rot. It's time for your fear to rot. It's time for your sickness to rot. It's time for your loneliness to rot. Rot away. Rot away. Rot is a good thing. So next time somebody call you rotten, tell them thank you. I enjoy the compost. People always said I was full of it. Now I can proudly say, yes, I am. We've already learned that everyone teaches and teaches all the time. You may have taught well, and yet you may not have learned how to accept the comfort of your teacher. You might have been teaching well, but you haven't allowed yourself to accept the comfort of your teaching. If you will consider what you taught and how alien it is to what you thought you knew, you will be compelled to realize that your teacher came from beyond your thought system. If you think about what you're trying to believe now, based on what you used to try to believe, you realize that evidently what's teaching you is coming from beyond the way you were taught to think. He says, therefore, your teacher, your inner teacher, Holy Spirit, can look upon it fairly and perceive that what you taught yourself was untrue. See, a loving mind sees that you deserve love. And so it looks at a fearful mind and it recognizes that what the fearful mind teaches itself is untrue. Follow that?
Yes.
You know, if I love you and you don't love you, then I'm outside of your thought system, looking back at your thought system, saying, that's a lie. You deserve to have love. He says, therefore, the Holy Spirit must have done so from the basis of a very different thought system. And obviously a thought system that has nothing in common with yours. Okay, it's obvious that this way of thinking doesn't have anything in common with yours. It's going to be such a challenge for some of us for me not to analyze this. It's going to be one of the biggest challenges you've ever experienced in your evolution, in your spiritual growth. You're going to find that your need to break things down, fragmented, and analyze it is going to be like a crack addiction or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be so hard not to want to analyze it as opposed to just do what it says so that you can get the result. Mm-hmm. That's okay. You're innocent. That's all right. Mm-hmm. But certainly what the Holy Spirit has taught you and what you've taught through the Holy Spirit have nothing in common with what you taught before the Holy Spirit came. I say it again. Certainly what the truth has taught and what you have taught through the truth that you've learned had nothing in common with what you taught before the truth came. The way you're trying to do now probably has nothing in common to the way that you were trying to do when you believed that attack was salvation. Yeah. He says, and guess what? If you've been using the truth, you've noticed that the results have been to bring you peace where there was pain. Now you're going through peace. And you've probably noticed if you're using these ideas that suffering has disappeared and been replaced by joy. He says, now you may have taught freedom, but you haven't learned how to be free. You might be telling people that they deserve to be free, but you haven't even learned how to be free yourself. By their fruits, you shall know them. It's by your fruits that you should know yourself, for it's certain that you're going to judge yourself according to your teaching. Ha-ha. In other words, you are now judging yourself according to what you taught yourself. If you taught yourself that a dress 10 inches above the knee is a sin, then you're going to judge yourself when you have a dress 11 inches above the knee. You follow what I'm saying? All the judgments that you are using to make yourself feel anything other than joy in your life are just judgments that you are making up about yourself. It's you the one, as he's saying right here, he says certainly, he says, you judge yourself according to your teaching. So you're judging yourself according to what you expect of yourself. You're judging yourself according to what you expect of yourself. And the Course says, you wonder why the ego's teaching or the world's teaching or the fear's teaching produces immediate results? Have you ever wondered why it looks like the stuff that's not so cool happens really easily and quickly, but the stuff that you're trying to experience through love seems like it takes years to show up? You ever wonder why it looks like the good stuff happens slower than the bad stuff? It says it in the next sentence. Because you accept your ego's decisions immediately. as your choice. The world is a horrible place. Sure is, honey child. Bam!
Yeah.
All men are no good. Sure are. Bam! All women are no good. Bam! You see, he said, we immediately side with these ideas as our choice, and then we get an immediate result. But if I tell you that reality is safe, sure, loving, totally kind to everything and everyone, and that the Holy Spirit can solve your problems, then you don't immediately accept that as true. So that slows down that manifestation. But if I say you're on your own by yourself, and you have to figure it out, and you have a bunch of issues from your childhood, yes, I do. Bam! There it is. There they are. I accept that I cannot trust men. I don't trust you when I say they're loving men. I accept that I can't trust women, but I really, really, really doubt it when you say I can trust women. You see what I'm saying? One of them I'm immediately accepting as my choice, so therefore I immediately get the result of another relationship with a woman that doesn't work out, because that's the choice that I... What do I make that choice with the fact that I can't trust women? Where does that come from? It comes from my past experience. What it just said, my hands being over my eyes. Judging my life now by an unconscious Earl 10 years ago who didn't know anything that this Earl right here knows. So for me to judge anything about my present by the way Earl used to be 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, is stupid. It's delusional. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. You're not the person you were 5 years ago. You're not the person you were 5 weeks ago. Every time you open up a little bit more, you on another level of consciousness, and that's what's going to determine who comes into your life now. So don't be judging the people that are going to come into your life based on the one that left.
Thank God.
That's delusional. But right. So the Course is telling us, well, the ego's teaching produces immediate results because its decisions are immediately accepted as your choice. And this acceptance of your ego, the negative, the fearful, means that you're willing to judge yourself accordingly.
Wow.
Cause and effect are very clear in even the worldly mind's thought system, because all your learning has been directed toward establishing the relationship between cause and effect. Even a fearful mind can relate to the idea of cause and effect. Even an ego can relate to the idea of cause and effect. He says, and wouldn't you have faith in what you have so diligently taught yourself to believe? I mean, of course you got faith in what you think. You diligently taught yourself to believe it. Of course you're going to have faith in your perspective. You taught yourself to digitally.
That too.
Not that too. Not only did you regularly receive it, diligently receive, you digitally receive it. Call my app on. Okay. And so the Course says, okay, you're going to have faith in the things that you've diligently taught yourself to believe. He says, yet remember how much care you have exerted in choosing its witnesses. He says, we got a twofold process going. I decide what I believe is true, and then I'm always going to look out for those who reinforce that belief or who agree with that belief.
Yeah.
You know, the Ku Klux Klan member is looking for somebody who is anti-minorities and whatever else the Ku Klux Klan is against. You understand what I'm saying? So they're looking for a witness to that. And they're going to avoid whoever, he says, and then you avoid those that speak for the cause of truth in this effect. So if a person wants to believe in their past and they're invested in their old ways of looking at things, then he says they're going to choose its witnesses. They're going to point out, of course I can't trust women. Let me show you that one, and let me show you that one, and let me show you that one. Because see, I need a witness to this choice that I've made rather than siding with the truth that if I was to now to apply the ideas that I'm learning right now, then I could see the results of the truth and its effects. But I have to start doing it now. Thinking about doing it isn't the same as doing it. It's thinking about doing it is not the same as doing it. Thinking about doing it is not the same as doing it. Analyzing is not the same as doing it. Philosophizing is not the same as doing it. Sitting around talking about it over meals is not the same as doing it. Reading it is not the same as doing it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the course is telling us that doesn't the fact that you haven't learned what you've been taught show you that you don't perceive the sonship as one? Doesn't the fact that you haven't learned what you have taught show that you don't perceive the sonship as one? And doesn't it also show that you don't regard yourself as one? It's impossible to teach successfully totally without conviction. You're not going to teach anything successfully that you don't have conviction about. I have conviction about this.
Yeah.
I have conviction about this. And it's equally impossible that conviction be outside of you. So I have to have conviction about this, and this conviction must be inside of me. I can't look for you all to give me conviction about my spiritual path. My spiritual path has to come from my own conviction, and it is from my own conviction that I am teaching this class. But the conviction has to be inside of me. Your conviction has to be inside of you, and you got to move out of your conviction, not my conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So the course then tells us you could never have taught freedom unless you did believe in it. And so it must be that you, what you taught came from yourself. Yet this self that really believes in your freedom, you clearly don't know. I mean, you wouldn't be showing up right now if there wasn't some part of you that's trying to teach you freedom and love and peace and innocence, right? I mean, something brought you here. So the course, I know again, I know it's your partner that says you better come or else, but... Okay. The course says it must be that what you taught came from yourself, and yet this self you clearly what? Don't know. And you don't recognize it, even though it's functioning. Something brought you here, and it must be functioning. Why? Because you're here. And you're here, right? And so it says what functions must be there. If it's functioning, if there's a part of you that functions enough to get you to do this, then there must be a part of you that must be there that really wants your freedom and really wants you to hear that you're loved and really wants you to hear that your reality is safe and really wants you to hear that situations can be solved and healed for you. There must be a part of you that wants you to hear that, because that part of you obviously brought you here. Okay? All right. Now, he says, now, it is only if you deny what it's done that you could possibly deny its presence. Why am I denying the presence of God? How am I denying that God is here? Because I'm continually denying what God has done for me. And every time I'm ungrateful, I'm unaware of God's presence. Every time I'm ungrateful, I'm unaware of love. Now, say it again. Why is it that I'm not aware of God's presence? Well, the reason why I'm not aware of God's presence is because I'm not focusing on what God has done for me. I'm focusing on what God hasn't done for me and what love hasn't done for me. Why am I not aware of your presence? I'm not aware of your presence because I'm denying what you've done for me. If I say, Judy, I'm grateful to you for buying me that outfit for my grandson, I cannot say that without being aware of Judy. There's no way I can be grateful for what she's done for me and then deny that she has a presence in my life. So gratitude takes you into a conscious now place with the people in your life in a loving way. As long as you don't focus on what they've done for you, you would be totally unaware of their real, true, loving presence in your life. And if you focus on what they've done for you that you are aware of, that you love, then you become totally aware of the presence of the witness of the love that you have in your life that's coming through them. So think about that. It is only if you deny what it has done that you could possibly deny its presence. Thank you for listening to this much with me today. Now, if there's anyone in the group that would like to form a Course in Miracles discussion group, and you're willing to host it, that y'all can get together and discuss the ideas, then please somebody volunteer and do that. Because I want to focus in on going through this book together and hearing it and getting the instructions. I won't give opportunities for question and clarification. I just want to let you know that the focus of my class is going to be on going through the Course in Miracles book together and hearing it together like we did today and getting the instructions. And if you want to hear the instructions again, of course you always got the option of the CD. And I'm going to have all my classes available on my website. And you'll be able to download them to you, order them, or download them. And then I'm also going to be setting up a subscription thing where for just a certain fee, people just have access to all the classes, you know, on a subscription basis. So I have to allow myself to earn a living. I'm sorry. I do have to ask for money, okay? I know sometimes that's kind of, you know, thank you. Thank you. It's amazing. It's amazing how people sometimes resent the fact that I ask for money. And I just like, you know, for doing what I do. But it's wild, but people do. They feel like sometimes I'm just supposed to, you know, give the XL a hug. But, let me go hug Quest. Give you a good hug instead of paying that phone bill, Quest. You know what I'm saying? But there's not a person in here that would want to live and do what they do for a living and not receive enough to live off of. But it's interesting. It's interesting. Fortunately, I'm sustained by the love of God, but it happens through each other.
Yes.
It happens through each other. And if it's not going to happen through the people that appreciate you and benefit through what you do and it's helpful, which is what I want it to be, who can it come through? You know? So I do what I do with love, and I'm very grateful to you for everything that you've shared with me and everything that you do share with me. You know, I really am grateful to you. I'm grateful to you. And you're a blessing in my life. You are the witnesses that it was talking about. I'd have to be deaf and dumb not to realize that I have love in my life. I'm looking at witnesses to it all around me. And then you got at least one, that's me. So you can't go, hey, nobody in my life a witness. You know. I might not be special, but I'm still a witness. Doug, did you have your hand up, brother? I feel like your role in your healing is just to feel bad, to complain, to weary. Like, that's your role. I weary and feel bad, and then the universe is going to make me happy. We're going to move fast. The Course works fast. So that means that if you become a sincere student of the Course, not serious, but a sincere student of the Course, then you'll find that your life will begin to rapidly go through outer changes. Okay, I'm telling you now, because if you're out of alignment with your true self, then the universe has just been waiting for you to have the little willingness to put your life back on track. And it's going to start shifting stuff really, really fast. And you're going to freak out if you don't understand that everything that's happening is for your own best interest and that it's moving you into where you always wanted to be. I'm telling you, trust me, 25 years of teaching this, trust me, if you're a sincere student, you're going to see things change. You're going to experience disorientation and confusion as you let go of the old way of thinking but haven't completely embraced the new way of thinking. Now, it will not take as long to go to the new level as it did to get into the disorientation step through your past, but it does take a while. Now, how long it takes is in direct proportion to your willingness, to not defend your old way that hasn't worked for you and giving you complete peace. And you know, and you cannot lose, because the Course promises that if you come this far, you really can't make a wrong decision. You know, you wouldn't be sitting in the room.
Now, you kind of got a feeling I might have spoke a little hasty.
David, to you, more than you probably can possibly know. You're incredible witnesses. Just don't believe what they said about you. They said anything other than love.
That's for sure.
And I just want to end this on one thought. You are ready to apply the ideas now. Tell yourself, I am ready to live the truth now. I am ready to live the truth now. Claim it for yourself. You know what your truth is. Whatever you have accepted as truth, whatever amount of the truth that you have accepted, tell yourself, I am ready to apply these ideas now. Starting today, I am willing to apply the truth today. I am willing to apply the truth today. And if you don't succeed, or if you find some of your old patterns come up, just tell yourself, God is the love in which I forgive myself. And do the best you can the next time. Do the best you can the next time. Tell yourself that you are ready to start investing in the new, and you're willing to let go of your old learnings. You know they're in you. You know they're ingrained in you to some extent. But make the declaration today. Make the declaration to be free of the idols of the past. Make this day the day that you claim that you are ready to actively devote yourself to your own happiness and awakening. You don't know how it's going to happen, but you are now declaring that you would prefer to put faith in the truth that you're learning instead of the results of the past. If you haven't gotten your Course in Miracles book, you can get it at any major bookstore and bring it to class. It's okay to come without it, and it's okay to come without it, but bring it to the class so I can help you get past the blocks to reading it, because I know it can be a challenge at first. So if you made that commitment, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. You'll be so glad. You will be so glad you did it. When you begin to experience the peace of mind that comes from making a decision. The Course says that conflict comes from not making up your mind. You're innocent. And I'll see you the next time. Appreciate you. We got last week's classes, and we got some extra classes.